What if everything you have deemed as impossible really was possible? What have you known and believed was possible your whole life? You just didn't know how to actualize it. Come and discover a world of infinite possibilities on Outside the Impossible with Venus Castleberg. On this show, we will share pragmatic tools to create the life and living you truly desire. And now, your host, Venus Castleberg.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back. So excited. I actually have Catherine McIntosh returning today. Catherine McIntosh is an Access Consciousness Certified Facilitator, founder and CEO of the No Judgment Diet, and an all-around powerhouse of change. So I'm super excited to have Catherine back. We've got a special topic to talk about. Welcome, Catherine.
Aw, thanks, Venus. I'm like, surprise!
I love it, because you are actually my first return guest, but I've had a few people be like, oh, I'm ready to come back. And I'm like, cool, it's awesome. I love it. And this time, we have something really special to talk about. You started, on November 1st, you started a 365-day program called the No Judgment Diet Every Day. And I would love for you to just share with our listeners today, like, how did this program come about? Why don't we start there?
Yeah. Okay. Well, being an Access Consciousness Certified Facilitator and, you know, listening to both the co-founders, Gary Douglas and Dane here, and them talking about that if you truly want to have an extraordinary life, you have to create your life from no point of view, right? Mm-hmm. And so I've been facilitating these classes for 7 years, you know, traveling the world, you know, through and raising a child in the middle of it and building a couple businesses in the middle of it and moving in the middle of it, which I know you have no idea what that's like, right? And
no.
Was like, wow, am I actually willing to create a future from no point of view and literally grasping, not just grasping the concepts, but actually being in the energy of having no reference points. And I don't know about you, but building a business from no reference points completely terrified me, like to the point where I was like, is this even possible? And, you know, I've watched the business called Access Consciousness grow. I've watched people's businesses grow from this place. And I'm like, wow, what would it be like if I chose that? So about 6 months ago, I did a program basically all on creation. And really, like, what's it like to create every day from no point of view? And in that program, I decided to go on a 6-month journey of destroying and uncreating every point of view I had, right? And in this last 6 months, so that was back in March, and in the last 6 months, almost everything in my life changed except for business. Now, it changed a little bit, but it didn't change as dynamically as every other thing did. And I went, wait a second, what the heck is going on? And then it kind of hit me like a crazy freight train. And I went, oh, I have a whole lot of points of views about business. Mm. And I specifically had a whole lot of points of views about the no judgment diet and business. And so NJD started as a concept a couple months ago, and I went, all right, what if I did this every day and I invited the rest of the world to join me? And that's kind of how it started.
Awesome. Thank you for sharing that. And I remember when you first shared it with me, and you mentioned something in your life that you never imagined would change. Would you speak to that one? Do you remember?
I don't remember what. Gosh, I think everything's changed. You'd have to remind me what topic.
Your relationship with your ex.
Oh, totally. So this is what's really cool is in that 6 months, you know, I was just doing it for myself in the privacy of my own home. When I'd wake up in the morning, I'd walk into my office, I'd look at my, you know, whiteboards, and on my whiteboards, I have all this stuff written down. And I, you know, my ex and I got into a pretty nasty disagreement that has lasted, 2 years. Mm-hmm. It's probably lasted longer, but it affected us in a pretty hard way as co-parents. And, you know, we were raising a kid together. And so I just kept destroying and uncreating and letting go of what that relationship meant to me and what fighting with him meant to me and what, you know, being right about the thing that we are fighting about meant to me. And about 6 weeks ago, he came to me and he said, okay, I think I'm ready. And I was like, for what? He's like, I think I'm ready to like go to a third party person that would sit and coach us on how to co-parent better. And in that 3 hour initial setting, we literally changed the course of our lives. And we both forgave each other. And we're talking like years of hanging on to stories and resentment and anger. And it's been so cool to watch what's happened in the last 6 weeks. Because we now literally can co-parent and support each other and raise this amazing kid. And even our son is like, wow, I really like when you guys get along. So it's making a difference in him. And that, like, it makes me want to cry because you like, you know, any parent just wants the best for their kids, but the best for themselves. And to watch it be a possibility is pretty amazing.
Mm. Oh, yeah, that's amazing. And how old is your son?
He just turned 7, and we've been fighting since he was 5 to the point where, like, we couldn't actually see, like, we couldn't see each other without, like, fighting or yelling or, you know, just hanging on to resentment or not being able to look each other in the eye for 2 years. And now it's a totally different, I've never thought it would change, and it has.
Wow, that's beautiful. So, and really great. Could you explain to people a little bit about what it is? Like, what do you do? How does it work?
So Gary, I've heard Gary, the founder of Access, say over and over, like, that he wakes up every day and he destroys and uncreates his relationship to business and to Access. And he said in that, what it causes him to do is to be present with what's possible in the moment. And so basically every day, which, you know, you're part of it, every day we wake up, we get on Facebook in a private group for 15 minutes. And I just like speed round, like destroy and uncreate every topic we can think of. People comment, they type in their own thing they want to destroy and uncreate. We destroy and uncreate it for like 10 minutes. We, you know, do a little jig and then energy pull, and, you know, and then we get off the call, and people are just, their experience that they're having is like, oh my gosh, I didn't think that I could create my life from no point of view, or I didn't think I could change my relationship with business, or I didn't think, I mean, it's really cool. It's just that willingness to let go.
Awesome. Well, can you say just a little bit more about, like, for the people who maybe have never, like, what do you mean by destroy and uncreate? Like, how does this tool work?
Yeah. Well, let me do it as business as an example. So most of the people on the planet, the way that we're taught to do business is to come up with a plan, to, you know, come up with, to institute it, to get the concept of it right, and then bring it to the marketplace, so to speak. And, you know, if I look at some of my favorite examples of businesses that have exploded into the marketplace, access consciousness being one of them, they didn't do it by calculating and formulating and figuring it out and then trying to force it into existence. They did it by following the energy and accidentally allowing a concept to grow on its own, right? And so if you look at, you know, something like Uber, right, it's a classic example, but that grew organically. Yes, the owners put in a ton of work, but they came up with an idea and they allowed it to grow in its own way. Same with, you know, VRBO, right? They are Airbnb. They allowed it to grow in its own way. And so when you destroy and uncreate what you think you need to know, you can allow what is true in the moment to grow beyond what you ever thought possible. So destroying and uncreating is literally not destroying and uncreating your business, destroying and uncreating what you thought you needed to know to grow your business so that what you, what is actually true can grow.
Great. So let's say somebody's never done destroy and uncreate. How would they do that?
Literally, it's literally like, wow, everything I thought about parenting, I'm going to let everything I thought about parenting, and we'll do it in layman's terms, I'm going to let all the conclusions I have about parenting, I'm going to let it go. I'm going to let all the conclusions that I've screwed up my children, I was a terrible parent, I'm going to let that go, right? I'm going to let all my decisions of what my child needs to be successful in life, I'm going to let that go, right? And when you let the conclusions, the points of views, the projections go, then the only thing that's left is your awareness. And I don't think it's talked about enough on the planet, but I truly believe that awareness and self-awareness is probably the richest, most undervalued commodity on the planet right now.
I love it. Cool. So now we've destroyed and uncreated everything. Basically, what you're doing is you're creating a clean slate. You're starting from ground zero every day. You're just being like, okay, well, everything that I thought it was. So what have you seen change in your life since you started the 365-day program?
Woo! I'm like, well, I would like to ask you that question, but I'll share. What I've seen for me is there is a lightness in my world that I was fighting to get to, and fighting to get to it never actually worked. So what I'm seeing change in my world is there is a freedom and a permission to be me in a way I never really knew how to get to. So everything in my life is changing as a result, like the way that I'm functioning in business, the way that I am with food and my body and exercise, the way that I'm parenting my son, like the way that I'm communicating with my ex. Like we had a moment the other day where I was like, ooh, and we've been divorced and separated 5 years. So it's not like it's a recent harboring resentment. It was just, you know, so yesterday we had a moment where I could have gotten upset. Instead, I just was like, oh, all right, I can start over again. I can have a clean slate with him. Huh. And then I just sat in silence. And 30 seconds later, he was like, oh, I'm really sorry. What did you mean by that? And it just changed. It changed the dynamic. So I'm watching everything change, but what's the biggest for me is I feel like myself in a way I didn't even know it was possible, and I'm happy. And like, I'm like, wait, is this for real? Even when I don't feel like my son was sick this last week, and even when I don't quote unquote feel good and I didn't feel 100%, I'm still happy. So that's what I'm noticing.
And I believe touching on that, where you were like your son was sick, you actually talked about with me, you have a new relationship with rest. What do you mean by that?
Well, how many people on the planet, when they're resting, are judging themselves for not doing what they say they want to do?
Right.
Like, I don't know a humanoid on the planet that actually is comfortable with rest. So most people will make themselves sick in order to force themselves to rest, or they'll break a bone, or they'll, right? And then they're like, well, I have to rest. And so this relationship, yeah, go for it.
I was just going to say, I have actually a great story about that. I was in massage school. I couldn't believe it. Anyway, but I was driving, doing house calls for $25 a pop.
Oh my God.
And I was like loading my massage table in the car and out of the car and walking it into their house, setting it up, doing the massage, $25 an hour. And I remember at one point going, I need a break. And very shortly after that, I broke my arm.
Oh.
So yeah, but it was like that energy of, I need a break. I need time. I need rest. I need, right. I was totally burnt out. And so I created a broken arm. I couldn't massage for 6 months. So the things that we create when we don't believe we have choice, and so we put ourselves into these no choice universes. That's just brilliant right there. It's like, okay, so what if you could just choose what works for you? So on that note, we're going to take a short break. We're going to invite some people to call in at 202-570-7057. If you have any questions for Catherine, or if you're in her program, we'd love to hear from you.
Best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Who said life had to be hard and disempower you? What if all of life really could come to you with ease and joy? What if everything you saw as a wrongness of you was actually one of your greatest strengths? What if you could wake up every morning with a newfound sense of empowerment? Join Venus Castleberg to discover a world of infinite possibilities. Every weekday morning at 8 a.m. Pacific, Morning Musings goes live on the Venus Castleberg CF Facebook page. What magic can we create every day?
Tune in to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World. With me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more, all to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back. I'm here with Catherine McIntosh, and we're talking about 365 days of change, also known as the No Judgment Diet, every day. Before the break, Catherine, you were talking a little bit more about like what this means and like how we do it, and just letting go of all of our points of view, You also said going to no reference points. Could you speak a little bit more about what's no reference points?
Yeah, well, have you ever had an argument with your significant other and you spend time like trying to resolve it, and then a month later that same topic comes up and you find yourselves back in the same argument, right? Same energy, same discussion. Now, maybe not you, Venus, but I know a lot of people on the planet that they're like, how do I get out of this monkey thing of getting triggered? And then it's like we're, you know, back in a conversation that we've had over and over and over again. And so no reference points, like the movie that I most know how to reference is 50 First Dates, right? It's a movie with Adam Sandler and Drew Barrymore. And Drew Barrymore has a head injury and she wakes up every day and she like literally does not remember. And in my real life, I actually have a friend who has had a pretty intense head injury. And I love being around this person because he like has no, he doesn't harbor any resentment from anything that's happened in the past. Because he literally doesn't remember. And so being around him is like, it's fun, it's funny, it's alive. It's like there's always this like energy of joy in his universe. And it's refreshing. And so no reference points. When we go to do anything, most of us, I know that I have in business, I'll go, oh, well, last time I created a class, let's say in London, I remember a couple of years ago, I created a class in London with 100 people in it. And I was like, okay, let's do the same thing we did last time so we can have another 100 people again. Mm. But it's like, it doesn't work that way. When it doesn't. I wish it did because we'd all probably be a heck of a lot more successful. But consciousness doesn't work that way. Business doesn't truly work that way. If you're in the business of consciousness, you have to be willing to ask, what now? Hmm. If I had no frame of reference for success, what would I choose today? If I had no frame of reference for sex with my partner and the last 20 times we were in bed together, what would my body do today with this person? Hmm. Right? It's like that concept is so foreign to most people. Because they're like, wait, but I identify myself by my reference points, right?
Yep. Wait, so hang on a second. So are you saying that it's actually just a choice?
Well, exactly, Venus. It's exactly what you said earlier right before we broke, which was phenomenally brilliant, right? Which it really, like, creation is a choice. And if you're asking for a phenomenal life, if you're asking for an unrecognizable life, is choosing from what worked in the past going to create a phenomenal life? Or do you have to choose from a place you've never chosen before?
Well, I guess that would depend on whether you're living a phenomenal life right now.
Right. Or at least willing to choose to live a phenomenal life right now.
Right. Go ahead.
I was just going to, it might take us down a different course, but I'll just say this. Gary said this a while ago, is that most of us are afraid to function from no reference points, and we're afraid to change because we're afraid of what we think we'll lose. Rather than what we'll gain if we choose from no reference points.
Yeah, actually, that was exactly where I was going, because you mentioned the unrecognizable life, right? And then it's like, and I know that we're talking about destroying and uncreating. Now, I don't think we're talking right at this in this juncture to go out and bomb your house. You know, you don't have to take your house down to the, like, that's not what we mean, but it is destroying and uncreating all the points of view you have about your house and all the points of view you have about what it means to be in a home and in a relationship or not in a relationship, and like just taking all of that. And I know for some people out there, they're probably going, well, if I destroy everything in my life, then who am I?
Exactly. Right. And like most people freak out about that. But if you mm-hmm. ask a little kid, like, to destroy and uncreate who they are, they're like, okay, well, what can we do now? Okay, and where can we play now? And okay, what can we eat? Like kids live most of their lives, at least in the first 5, 6, 7 years, with little to no reference points. Mm. But as adults, we need to be serious.
Right?
We need to get it right. We need to be successful, right?
Yep. And there's a formula for how to be in the world. Like A plus B equals C, instead of like, what do we want to be? Yeah.
Well, and what's so crazy, Venus, is that the formula we were taught that we're supposed to follow, did it ever create more happiness for anyone on the planet?
Mm.
Like, I don't know one single person that followed a formula that woke up happier after the formula. Right? Like when I was, you know, I was raised Irish Catholic in a very conservative Midwestern town and Midwestern values. And like, so the formula I was taught was the key to my happiness was you get married, you have children, you live in a, you know, in a 2.5, 3.5, 4.5 bedroom house, and you get a job that you love and you live happily ever after. And, that was not the formula, and I don't know really anyone who tried to abide by that formula that found that was the key to their happiness.
Right. Yeah. Awesome. Well, cool. We have actually a guest. Joseph popped on. Joseph, as I know, is in the 365-day program. So, Joseph, welcome.
Hello, you two beautiful ladies.
Hi, Joseph.
Hello, you both. I just want to just say how amazing you both are and how grateful I am for the gift of you both sharing this, because this has been when Venus, Catherine, when Venus told me about the 365 days of change, and then I listened in on one of the ones that you gifted, it lit me up. It really did. It was one of those things that, here when I was introduced to the whole idea of destroying and uncreating my life here a couple of years ago, when Venus first started talking to me about what the possibility really was, it's totally changed my life. And then just in the last, this is day 11 today.
I know.
365 day program. Like, it is, I want to cry. Oof. It was crazy. Just this morning, the changes that have gone on in my business, things that where I have been stuck, truly just stuck in this doom cycle of creating and then destroying, thinking that I guess it's subconsciously thinking I need to destroy my business to recreate it again. And then, you know, this morning with what you were sharing and with all the different points of view, I was able to let go and just say, you know what, I am the CEO of my life. Money is not in control of my life. I am. And there's been such a huge shift. I mean, from getting the two of my biggest business mentors on the phone with me this morning and just getting my mind right in so many different areas that I knew I wasn't going down the right path, and with their coaching, and then having a brand new gentleman working with me that I hired, just some of the insight that he had and some of the in the project that I'm working on here in Salt Lake, and how he is just with what he's going to help me with, has it's crazy. It is awesome. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you for sharing that, Joseph.
That.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. And, did you
keep bringing?
Cool. Did you have any questions for Catherine or anything else you wanted to share today?
Oh my gosh. Well, you know, yeah, I guess when, do you ever get to a point to where you feel like you're asking the same question, or when you get to the point where you feel like you're asking the same question again and again, and it's not getting a clear read, or I'm not getting, nothing's changing. Do you have any recommendations on maybe something I can change, something I can do? Because I do find that every once in a while, and then I tend to go into judgment of me, which never works out well.
It doesn't work very well, does it? Well, yeah, what I would say, and you kind of already answered your own question, is you're asking the question rather than allowing yourself to be the energy that the question facilitates. So you can become it, right? And so, like when I was talking earlier about how I had been destroying and uncreating everything my relationship to my business was for 4 months, and everything in my life changed except for my business, I was like, what is this? Like, universe, do you have like a hex out for me or something as a joke? But it was like, no, Catherine, you have a point of view you are trying to be right about that you haven't let go of. So the question I go to when something isn't changing is, what hidden points of views am I holding in place that I'm trying to be right about that's not allowing this to change? Yeah, that one. You just let it go.
Thanks.
Yeah, because sometimes that point of view doesn't have words. Like, thank you for your vulnerability, Joseph, because it doesn't have words. It's just like, God, we're so close to knowing. And I love you sharing like the fight you've had with your business. I've had it too, and I had it as long as I thought that I needed to be right, because somewhere in there, there was this little girl who'd been really hurt, who didn't want to get anything wrong, who didn't want anyone to make her wrong, who didn't want to be called out in public, right? My 8-year-old girl who had been labeled as a problem child, she was hiding in my business. And so she was always trying to prove she was right. And as long as that was in existence, I couldn't actually choose the energy that would change the whole thing.
Well, thank you.
Well, it goes both ways, my friend. Yeah. And this, I think this is like, thank you, because I think this brings up a bigger conversation for all of us, which is the whole point of this 365 days is like, if you weren't wrong in every area, how much fun could you have living the adventure of screwing your life up so much so that you become successful, right? Like, the only reason we're not successful is because we're afraid of screwing it up.
Right.
All the while screwing it up.
All the while screwing it up and having the joy of the adventure of laughing your way to the bank, of laughing your way to Hawaii, of laughing your way to a brand new house, of laughing your way to like, oh man, I really screwed that one up. Sweet.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Mm. You are so welcome.
Yes, thank you, Joseph. That's beautiful. So I love what you said, Catherine, about, like, what if you weren't wrong? And how much time, energy are we spending on, what did Gary say the other day? He said, proving that you're right, that you're wrong.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Part of this no judgment diet, guys, is getting us to not being in judgment of ourselves, not being in judgment of our businesses, not being in judgments of our relationships or our money flows or whatever, so that you can create more rather than constantly reliving the same thing over and over and over again.
No, because that's just boring. Who wants to relive the same thing over and over and over again?
Definitely not me. Well, I know that we're going to take another short break here in a second, and we do have a couple of other stories that we're going to hear on the other side about how this no judgment diet has actually impacted people. Stay tuned. If you'd like to call in, you can call in to 202-570-7057.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free. AscendingHearts.com.
Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. A soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations, to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
Imagine being fired because of who you love. Imagine being denied medical treatment because of who you marry. Imagine being evicted because of who you are. Millions of Americans don't have to imagine this. They have to live it. Because in 31 states, it's legal to discriminate against LGBT people. Get the facts at beyondido.org. Brought to you by the Gill Foundation and the Ad Council.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm here with Catherine McIntosh. And we are here talking about the no judgment diet every day. And right before the break, we had Joseph on kind of sharing his experience, what's happened, and so on and so forth. I also have a note here from another one of the participants, and I would love to read it to you all because it's just about, like, what's possible out of this program. A couple weeks ago, I made a choice to commit to my life. I've been playing with the tools of access for years, but hadn't committed to changing everything. Everything. Every day. More kindness, more presence, more joy, more of me. There have been lots of amazing changes through the years, and I'm grateful for every one of them, and the classes I've taken and the people I've met. And still, there was so much that was standing still, as if on hold. I used those places to continue to beat myself up, metaphorically and energetically, without even noticing it. I use the tools a lot, and I don't every day also. Other bright, shiny things or what other people need pops into my awareness, and I take back a back seat time and time again. Like I said, 2 weeks ago, when I found out about the no judgment diet every day. I choose it. I choose me. And to have a morning date with Catherine and our magical group is brilliant. So much more the change and potency and willingness to be vulnerably present with everything. And we're on day 11 now. I've listened to every Facebook Live a couple of times at least. Wow, so much is shifting. So much more space to be me. Thank you, thank you. So that was Rachel, who's part of the group. It was awesome. Yeah, and I'd love to actually share a big aha that I even had a few days ago. I was in a state of like suddenly like destroying and uncreating all my titles, all my reference points, everywhere where I was a girlfriend, everywhere where I was a mom, everywhere where I was a daughter. I destroyed and uncreated all 20 certifications I have, and then some. Like, gave up my titles, gave up like who I thought I was, like all the places where I was being my mom, being my dad, like just all those, everything. Took it to ground zero. And then I was like, I had a little bit of a panic attack. I was like, oh my God. If I'm not those things that I've always thought I was, then who am I? And I had a meltdown, cried, got my bars run. If you guys want a tool that may help change everything, but get your bars run. And in that bar session, I was sitting there going, oh my God, I actually finally can see that who I am is who I choose to be. Not all those other things that happened to me when I was a kid or didn't happen, or, you know, who my parents are or who my grandparents are or what my bloodline is. Like, I get to choose.
Can you, and like, Venus, that's such a great statement. Like, I love this. I get to ask you questions now. No, but like that statement of like, oh my God, aha, who I am is who I choose to be in every moment. Like, can you say more? I think that's such a potent statement.
Yeah. Well, you know, we like we've talked about already, but like we identify ourselves by the schooling that we've had, by the places that we were raised, by the people that we had, like we have these weird identities that are formed just by even going to school, getting a certificate, saying, okay, now you're married, wife, now you have a child, you're a mom. Like those titles, they're so finite to who we really are and to what's possible for who we are. They actually limit what's possible because there's only this like small definition of what a mom is. And there's only a small definition of what a wife is. And what if we are actually, like, it's possible for us to be anything far beyond even the degrees that you can think of you can get, and becoming a fireman or becoming a president, or like, it's beyond even that. But we've spent our lives saying, well, I have to find the niche or the title that tells me who I am, and then live out your life being that for the rest of your life. You can't be more if you're only living out those titles. So the gift of this program, guys, is just even just getting together with a group of people saying, hey, let's all destroy and uncreate everything that we've decided we were and we weren't yesterday, so that we can choose and create brand new today in this 10 seconds. And then the next 10 seconds. And if you don't like who you're being, the cool thing is you can destroy and uncreate it and choose something else.
Yeah, and I think what this, at least I've never had this experience before, like, you know, Joseph said and Rachel said, like, we're only on day 11, which is, it's like literally blowing my mind that we started this 11 days ago. Cause like, I'll wake up and like have a moment of being cranky, or like this weekend I was not well and taking care of a sick kid who was vomiting everywhere, and it was like, okay, I'm still going to show up for my life, I'm still going to show up for possibilities, but I'm not going to pretend to be happy while I'm cleaning up puke. Like, what surprised me about this so far is that even on the days where I'm cranky, instead of hiding that and showing up to facilitate, I'm actually just acknowledging it, which allows everything to shift instantaneously. Mm. And I think that's true for all of us, is, you know, we get into the state and we go, oh, now I'm cranky, or, oh, I just like, you know, snapped at my spouse, or I snapped at my partner, I snapped at my kids. Oh, now I'm going to have to like back up and apologize. Like, and so we go through this whole protocol of what we think we need to do to get back on track. But what if none of that was actually true anymore?
Mm-hmm.
And you could get back on track even quicker, and like things could create themselves out of nowhere. And that, I know for me, like when I talked the other day when I was cranky, just by showing up on the call, my crank disappeared in 15 minutes.
Mm.
I was like, wait, in the past there have been like days of depression and like cranky and judgment, and then taking away from being present in the business. Like, it is amazing, like letting go of who we think we need to be. It sounds scary, but I don't know about you, Venus, like how much fun was it for you in any time in your life where either you move to a new place, or you go visit a foreign country, or you go to a new school, all of a sudden you get a chance to recreate your identity, and it's like, oh, nobody knows my past. I can become somebody totally different. Oh, right? And then there's this like, I don't know, there's just a door that opens that we don't always allow ourselves to choose every day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, and really getting that it's a blank slate. Like, it's you. I love this. I paint, and I actually have canvases, you know, that I've had. And if I don't put the canvas out, it's not hanging on my wall for a little while, I'm like, okay, is it time to repaint you? And I literally will take that white gesso and just paint over the painting, and then I have a new canvas to paint. But just think of you being able to do that with your life every day. Every day you get to start with a blank canvas. And what do you want to create? What do you want to choose? And I want to emphasize this because I know some of you are probably out there going, wait, it started 11 days ago. Well, good news, it's not too late. The doors are still open. We are keeping the doors open. We don't know how long we're going to keep the doors open, but we are keeping the doors open. So if you guys would like to join this, it is only, you will not believe this. Everything we talked about, Catherine does this for 15 minutes. I'm going to say she does it 15 to 20 minutes because she does sometimes like to go a little over. 15 to 20 minutes a day for $1 a day, guys. $1 a day. 365 days, $365. I mean, the amount of time she spends with us, and we're all destroying and uncreating everything and creating that blank canvas and that blank slate every single day. So you can go out and start fresh. You can start new. You might have had a bad day yesterday with your boss or your partner, and you get to wake up today and start over. Like, you don't have to take everything that happened yesterday and bring it into today, and then let that dictate your future. So, amazing program. I highly recommend it. I love being on it. Thank you so much, Catherine, for having that. Where can people go to sign up?
Oh, I love it. So, the two places to find it is, one, it's the link, which is no-judgment. I know it's a little, we're actually changing the URL soon, but it's no-judgment with the E in judgment, diet.com/NJD-everyday. And the other way, if someone's like, oh gosh, that's way too confusing, just go to Facebook, go to the No Judgment Diet Facebook page. And on the Facebook page are events, and it's still on the event page where people can sign up, and it'll take you straight to the link to sign up. And yeah, it's amazing. And if you're like, you can't find it, you can find me on Facebook and send us a message, and myself or my team will respond back and get you a link.
Yeah. And you can definitely reach out to me as well. So I'm happy to get that information. Cool. Awesome. So I do remember, Catherine, when we first started this, you said you wanted an unrecognizable life. What does that mean to you?
Yeah. Ooh, I get full body goosebumps and I want to cry when you ask me that. So having an unrecognizable life for me in this moment in time is like, I want to look back a year from now and go, holy crap, my life looks nothing like what I thought and everything of what I dreamed, right? And so it's this idea of literally changing business, relationships. It doesn't mean that everyone in my life isn't in my life in a year from now. It's just the way I relate to them, with the business, with money, with the consciousness, with access, with choice, is completely different. And so in this 10 seconds, there are places where I am functioning from limitation, right? Like, oh, it's not possible to make $10 million in a day yet, Venus. That, like, if I was...
Wait, what?
Now making, if I, in a year from now, was making $10 million in a day, that would probably create an unrecognizable life. And and even more specifically, there is no limitation on choice. And if I get there, that's how I know I've gotten there. And like, it might take 2 years to get there, but I'm going.
That's beautiful. I don't know if I actually shared this with you, but I don't know when I started. I'm not really, I wasn't keeping that close of track, but I actually a few months back started it being interesting point of view. I have that point of view for every thought, feeling, and emotion for a year. So when you created this, it was like, wow, that's right in line with what I'm doing, Arnie. So it's just, and it's awesome to be a part of a whole group of people around the world doing it too, that are really desiring to change things that we don't know how to change them even. But being willing to have this, no form, no structure, no significance to start with every day, then what would you create? What can you choose?
Yeah.
And I love what you, go ahead, please.
No, go for it.
I was just going to say, I love what you said about the unrecognizable life. Guys, this doesn't mean that we're, wanting you to go out and destroy your whole life and be in poverty and live on a bench somewhere. And, that's not what we mean by this. It's like, but knowing that maybe even more is possible, like even if you have a great life already, like it can get even better. There can be even more to your life.
Yeah, and what I was going to say is, like, it scared the crap out of me to commit to something every day for an entire year. Because, like, I don't commit to anything for that long, right? And now, only 11 days in, I'm like, oh, my God, I can't not. Like, even over the weekend when we weren't doing the lives, I was like, oh, my God, I miss it. I need to be doing lives. Like, this isn't working for, like, I can't not imagine not committing to this.
Beautiful. Does that mean you're going to 7 days?
Well, maybe, Venus. You might find out tomorrow. Surprise, surprise. Because, it was weird to go through withdrawals over the weekend. I was like, wait a second. That is so weird.
Yep. So again, guys, it's not too late. You can find Catherine McIntosh on Facebook and the No Judgment Diet Facebook page. 365 days, $1 a day. What have you got to lose? Maybe everything. And what would that create? Any closing thoughts for us, Catherine?
No, just thank you for having me. It's such a gift. And thank you for the inspiration. You've been very grateful.
It is such a pleasure. I'm so grateful for you, and the change that you are creating in the world is a beautiful, beautiful thing to watch. So thank you. And be a part of.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah. Take care, everyone. We'll see you, hear you next week.